3.21. Hello, and welcome to Ask the Expert. The topic of today's programme is buying presents, and our expert is psychologist Amy Black. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, Amy.
You're welcome. I'm pleased to be here.
Amy, can you tell us what sort of person is good at choosing presents?
Well, it's true that some people are really good at buying presents, and some people are really bad. But I don't think it's a question of personality. I think anybody can buy a good present, but they have to do some research. They have to think about the type of person the present is for. What are their hobbies and interests? Do they have a favorite shop? A favorite brand? A favorite color? The best presents are chosen after a lot of thinking.
Do you think women are better than men at buying presents?
Well, I suppose women like shopping more than men, and this means they don't mind spending hours in shopping centers or online. But as I said, anybody can buy a good present.
Okay, let's read our first question. This was sent by Isabel, 17 years old, from Bristol. She says, "My mum is going to be 40. She's not very happy about it, and I want to get her something special to cheer her up. What do you think, Amy?"
Well, Isabel, it's great that you want to get your mom something special. If you want to cheer her up, toiletries are always a good idea, but be careful. Your mom doesn't want to feel old, so don't buy face cream for the, older woman. You could try perfume, but first look in the bathroom and find out which perfume she wears.
Okay, our next question is from Alexander, 18 years old, from Bournemouth. He says, "It's my girlfriend's birthday next week. We haven't been going out together for very long, just 2 weeks. Should I get her a present?"
Hi, Alexander. I think it's fine to get your girlfriend a present if you want to, but don't spend too much money. Get her something personal but cheap, like a purse or a friendship bracelet. Don't buy expensive jewelry. Maybe next birthday if you're still together.
Time for one more. This one's from Charlotte, 16 years old, from London. She says, "One of my classmates is having her 16th birthday soon, and I want to get her something nice, but I can't afford to spend much."
Well, Charlotte, why don't you collect money from a group of friends and buy something really good from all of you? It doesn't have to be an object. I think it's a really nice idea to buy an experience for your friend. For example, if she's musical, you could pay for a few hours in a recording studio.
That's a great idea. Thanks, Amy. Before we finish, do you have any more tips?
Well, the most important thing to remember is that it isn't the value of the present that matters. It's the amount of time you spend thinking about the person. That's the key.
Good advice, Amy. That's all we have time for today.